David begins Psalm 27 by declaring the Lord, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the Most Holy and Sovereign One who cares about me. He is my light. He is the only one that I choose to follow. That simple statement declared to the world David's willful, intentional, purposeful decision to daily turn his back on King Me and follow the only one who can show him how to navigate through life. What about you, my friend? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you ready to make that same declaration? Welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Ettner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this is episode number 127, entitled, No Room for a Dark Room. Let me open this week's podcast with one very simple yet extremely powerful biblical truth. Here it is. The Lord cares about you. Not only does he care about you, but he wants you to cast all of your anxieties on him. All of them, 1 Peter 5:7. So I ask you, why are you carrying the heavy load of your sinful habits? Why are you trudging through life with the three-headed dragon of lust, porn, and masturbation clinging to your back? You are urged, you are challenged, you are commanded in Scripture to cast your burdens upon the Lord. So why? Why aren't you doing just that? Oh, my friend, listen, we must never, ever lose sight of the fact that Jesus already took the load for you. I mean, after all, 1 Peter 2, verse 24 tells us that Christ bore all, and all means all, and that's all means. He bore all of our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live for what is right. So why then are you daily choosing to carry the burden? Why are you choosing to continue to live for King Me, to live for what is wrong instead of for what is right? In Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, it reminds us that Jesus took up our pain. He bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. In other words, Jesus already carried our load. He already paid the ultimate price for our sin, for our freedom from that sin. That's why he cares so much about your struggle with sexual temptation. That's why he cares so much about your battle against the beast that I call Lupamas, that three-headed dragon of lust, porn, and masturbation. That's why he cares about our sexual purity. Jesus reminds us that God cares so much about us that even the hairs of our head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Here's a fact. God cares about the little things in your life. And I want to submit that if God cares enough to keep a running tally of how many hairs are attached to your head every day of your life, then he certainly cares about your battle against the beast of sexual impurity. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 26, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6, 26. Think about that. If God meets the needs of the birds, who aren't made in his image, who have no individual volitional will to choose to worship him or reject him, then how much more will he care for your needs? Philippians 4, 6 admonishes us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And I want to submit, this is precisely why David declares in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So watch this. Now, in light of this undeniable biblical truth, don't be apprehensive about surrendering your ability to fight the battle over to God. Don't be hesitant to trust him in the midst of your struggle. You and I are to daily lift up our soul to God. You and I are to daily, moment by moment, trust Him completely to work amazing things in our life. And I want to submit, and I want to suggest, and I want to guarantee you will never regret that decision. Again, let me repeat the words of Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. As we have seen over and over, again and again, throughout the majority of this podcast, and almost every episode, when you choose King Me over God, as Isaiah 59, 2 says, your iniquities, your sinful choices, make a separation between you and God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. In other words, when King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, you have chosen to turn away from God's pure and holy light toward sin's evil and wicked darkness. You have chosen the way of wickedness. You've chosen a way, as Proverbs 4:19 describes, that is like deep darkness. You do not know over what you stumble. Now, on the flip side, when you choose to daily, moment by moment, follow the lordship and leadership of God in your life, you are choosing to turn your back on the darkness of sin and instead walk in the light of God's glorious presence. You see, as Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2 says, a wise man's heart inclines him to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. Let me repeat that verse, and let me add a couple of thoughts to it as I repeat it to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2, a wise man's heart inclines him to the right, toward God, toward God's light, if you will, but a fool's heart to the left, toward King Me, toward utter darkness. Here's my point. When you choose to turn your back on King Me, you are also at that same moment choosing to walk in God's light. And when you choose to walk in God's light, the promise of Scripture is you will not walk in darkness, you will not stumble, you will not fall. Listen, you will not sin. Oh, my friend, don't let this truth slip by you without stopping long enough to notice it and truly comprehend it. When you keep your focus on God, when your focus is on your Heavenly Father and you're walking in His light, when your focus is on your Heavenly Father and you're walking in His light, you will not lust. When you choose to walk in God's light, you will not look at porn. When you keep God on the throne of your heart, you will not give in to masturbation. You will not commit adultery. You will not be involved in any sexual impurity at all. It just won't happen. Why? Because it's not on your radar. Because you're choosing to walk in God's light. Your focus is on Him. And because of that choice, you will not stumble, you will not fall, you will not sin. So David begins Psalm 27 by declaring that the Lord, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, Most Holy, Sovereign One who cares about me, He is my light. He is the only one that I choose to follow. And I submit that that simple statement declared to the world David's willful, intentional, purposeful decision to daily, moment by moment, turn his back on King Me and follow the only one who can show him how to navigate through life positively and purely. So what about you? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you ready to make that same declaration? The Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm choosing to follow Him. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, we read this, God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all of our sin. 1 John 1:5. You see, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light, Ephesians 5:8. And once again, I ask, what about you? Are you boldly declaring as David did, the Lord is my light? Are you claiming to be a follower of Christ? Now, I'm going to assume that your answer is yes. Now, I ask you this. If your answer is yes, I am a follower of Christ. I'm trying to walk in His light. Then let me ask you this. As a Christian, why are you choosing to walk in darkness? By that I mean, why are you choosing to live for King Me? Remember, when you choose King Me over God, you're choosing darkness over light. For the Christian, there must be no room for a dark room. No room for darkness at all. No spot in your life that's secretly reserved for King Me. If you claim to be a follower of Christ, and yet you continue to live for King Me, God says you're a liar. You're not practicing the truth. For you are all children of light, children of the day. You're not of the night or of the darkness, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Peter 2:9. Jesus declared, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, John 8:12. Oh, let me repeat that. Jesus clearly states he is the light of the world. Are you catching that? He is the light. So when you choose to follow Christ, when you choose to allow him to be Lord and leader of every part of your life, when you daily choose to deny yourself, die to King Me and take up your cross, when you choose to daily turn your back on self and worship and serve God, the promise that Jesus gives us in John chapter 8, verse 12, is that we will not walk in darkness. We will not sin, but we will have the light of life. You will live in victory over your temptations. Now watch this now. When you walk in darkness, when you choose to give in to your sexual temptation, or really any temptation for that matter, when you allow the beast of sexual impurity to thrive in your heart, you're not following Jesus. Instead, plain and simple, you're letting King Me call the shots. Oh, you may be a Christian, I'm not denying that, but in that moment, as you willingly choose to give in to your temptation, you are not a Christ follower. You may be a Christian, but you're not a Christ follower. You see, you can't be, because at that moment, you're following King Me. You're worshiping King Me. You don't have God on the throne of your heart. You have self. You're an idolater. And as we saw in a previous episode in Matthew 6:24, it's not possible to serve two masters at the same time. Either you're going to love the one and hate the other, or you're going to be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't serve both. So we are to always be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom we are to shine as lights in the world, Philippians 2:15. So I challenge you right here and right now, I challenge you to think about this. When you are living for King Me, when you have self sitting on the throne of your heart, you are choosing to walk in darkness. That's your choice. And when you're making that choice, it is impossible for you to shine as lights in the world. When you are dark, you cannot be light. It's just not possible. It cannot be done. And as a Christian, you are to let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven, Matthew 5:16. Now, a question for you. How are you going to do that when you're choosing to live for King Me? When you're choosing to live in darkness, how can you possibly let the light shine? You're choosing no longer to let your light shine before others, and as a result, you're not being a godly testimony. Ooh, ouch. Are you listening? The only way shining for Christ will consistently happen in your life is when you faithfully choose to get rid of King Me. When you faithfully choose to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? What fellowship has light with darkness, 2 Corinthians 6:14? What communion can porn have with a godly man or a godly woman? The answer? None. Nada. Zip. Zero. Zilch. The big goose egg. You see, bad company ruins good morals, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Sexual sin is bad company, my friend. Pornography is bad company. You cannot, you must not play around with it, ever. Don't even entertain the thought, Romans 13, verse 14. You see, even just a little lust, just a little porn, just a little masturbation, just this once, has a long-term impact on your Christian walk. It has a powerful influence on your ability, or really the inability, as it were, to shine for Christ. See, that's why God's word warns us in Galatians 5, verse 9, and 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. In other words, even a little sexual impurity is still sexual impurity. The only way, now watch this, the only way to get your shine on, the only way to let your light shine before others, is for you to be in the light yourself. It's for you to be daily walking in the light as He is in the light. In other words, turn your back on King Me, turn your back on the darkness, and focus completely, focus entirely, focus unreservedly upon God, always upon God, Matthew 24, verse 4. The fact is, those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame, Psalm 34, verse 5. Remember, only God is light. In Him, there is no darkness. So to let His light shine through you, you must be in continuous fellowship with the light, with God Himself. He must be on the throne of your heart. Those who look to Him are radiant. You cannot, listen, you cannot radiate God's glory when you are worshiping King Me. When you are choosing to stay in the dark, there is no light from which to draw from in order to radiate. You've got to be constantly and consistently looking to Jesus, the author, founder, and perfecter of our faith, Hebrews 12, 2. You must be looking to the one and the only one who is the light of the world, John 8, 12. So take a moment and think with me about this. Think about the moon up in the sky at night. The reason that we are able to look up into the cloudless night sky and actually see the moon is not because that huge chunk of space rock has the ability to shine on its own. It doesn't. It's impossible for the moon to generate its own light. It's a dead piece of rock. It is powerless. So in order to be seen by others, it must first see the sun, if you will. It has to be looking directly into the sun. The moon reflects, it radiates the light that it receives from the sun. So when you look up in the night sky and you see a full moon, it means there's nothing standing between it and the sun. There's nothing blocking the ability of the moon to fully reflect the light that it sees. Conversely, when you see only part of the moon, often we call it a crescent moon, it's because the earth is coming between the moon and the sun, and the earth is casting a shadow, thereby hindering the moon's ability to fully reflect the sun. The more the earth is in the way, the less of the moon you see. Now think about it this way. In the same way, as we saw just a moment ago in Psalm 34, verse 5, those who look to Him, to who? To the sun, S-O-N, are radiant. Their faces shall never be ashamed. So here's my question for you. Are you radiating the glory of God? The only way that's possible is if you refuse to let the world get between you and God. It must be that you are daily choosing to dethrone King Me, to get King Me off the throne of your heart and let God have His rightful place as the one and the only Lord and leader of every part of your life, including your sexuality. Okay, we're going to hit the pause button here until next week's episode. And if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about the Pure Man Ministry, more specifically, how we can help you live in freedom from sexual sin, be sure to visit our website. There's a multitude of resources that we've made available to you. You can find the website at The Purity Coach. It's all one word, The Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, coach.com. Okay, before I close out this episode, I want to remind you of some very, very exciting news that we released a couple of weeks ago. After nearly 11 years of testing and trials applying it, I'm excited to announce the release of my newest book. It's called The Point of Purity Workbook. It's available right now on Amazon. This workbook is the accumulation and culmination, if you will, of 10 years of coaching, mentoring, and counseling men in the area of sexual addiction and sexual purity. The Point of Purity workbook is a 12-week journey through Scripture. It's a 12-week journey to help you discover the point of purity. Why should I be pure? What's the point? What's wrong with a little forbidden pleasure just from time to time? You'll learn the point of purity. You also learn in this study how to get to the point of purity, how to live daily in freedom and victory over your sexual temptations. This workbook has been written in such a way that you can do this on your own, or with an accountability partner, or with a small group. No matter what, its purpose is to walk you through Scripture so that you can discover from God's Word how you can be sexually free from temptation, and how you can live in a way that honors and glorifies God. Each week in this study, you are equipped with powerful tools from Scripture. Tools that will help you not only be free, but live free. You will learn how to effectively change your thought process when you're faced with the temptation, and not just sexual temptation, actually any and all temptation. You will discover in this study how to submit yourself to God, how to stand firmly against the temptation, and how to successfully resist it every time, James 4:7. You see, the real problem we all struggle with is not sexual temptation. The real problem's not lust, it's not porn, it's not masturbation. The real problem is a worship disorder. Who is sitting on the throne of your heart? Whom are you worshiping and why? So the Point of Purity workbook is a 12-week deep dive into God's Word to help us answer this all-important question and discover how to dethrone King Me, how to allow God to be Lord and leader of every part of life. So be sure to visit Amazon.com today and get your copy of the Point of Purity workbook. And if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, let me encourage you to do so today. I don't want you to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, national speaker, and purity coach Steve Etner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.